I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Cyber Intel, sponsored by WhoIsXML API, a global cyber threat intelligence provider delivering some of the world's most comprehensive sources of domain, IP, and DNS data since 2010. You can find out more about WhoIsXML API at WhoIsXMLAPI.com. Joining us today is Alex Ronquillo, Senior Director of Business Development at WhoIsXML API. Hi, Alex. Welcome back to the show. Excited to speak with you today.
Hey, I'm excited too, Hillary.
So the size of the U.S. enterprise governance, risk, and compliance market is set to triple in the next 7 years. Can you give us an example of how threat intelligence sources can help in that market?
Sure. And it is expanding at an alarming rate. So just like with cybersecurity, the role of cyber threat intelligence in regulatory compliance is more of like an enabler role. Here's an example. Take the U.S. economic sanctions against designated countries. The Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, is responsible for enforcing these politically enforced sanctions. As part of this, it specifies guidelines and rules that businesses established in the U.S. need to follow. So if you don't comply with these rules, you're looking at millions of dollars of fines, potentially data breaches, even other kind of punitive activity, maybe even jail time, depending on how egregious your violations are. So internet firms, for example, have to take steps to avoid doing business with buyers and suppliers located in those sanctioned countries, whether it's Iran, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, et cetera, et cetera. This includes the implementation of IP address and geo-blocking procedures, although it's typically not considered enough. Now, IP allocation isn't static. An IP address initially allocated in a country may end up being used somewhere else in a different country. But tracking IP location and its assignment over time is what needs to be done in order to monitor those types of changes at scale. So in a recent study, we found 23 million IP addresses with current IP geolocation in 6 sanctioned countries, and they're all actively tracking the ISPs and hosting companies associated with those IP netblocks. So there's a good chance that these should be flagged or even blocked for compliance purposes for those dealing with business inside the US or any other country who has similar trade rules and export control laws. Now, in that same study, we found just shy of 1 million domain names that were registered using the country code extensions of those 6 countries. Now, when using registrant country as a filter in our intelligence database, the number of identified domains actually went up to about 1.3 million. So all of these domains either deserve a closer watch or need to be sort of preemptively blocked from communicating and buying or getting free services from U.S. companies. So those are just a couple ways domain and IP intel are helping with like the regulatory compliance side of the equation. Both can be typically integrated into like security compliance software or geofencing software. So that way the users can get a little bit more of an informed perspective and not get taken by surprise when they find out that certain users are from countries where they really should not be servicing those users.
Thank you, Alex. That was great. And looking forward to speaking with you again soon.
Hey, likewise, Hillary. Thanks.
Cyber Intel is sponsored by WhoIsXML API. WhoIsXML API offers some of the world's most comprehensive sources of domain, IP, and DNS intelligence on the market. With over 50,000 satisfied customers, WhoIsXML API has been a key player in the security value chain since 2010, helping all types of cybersecurity companies build better security tools and companies. To learn more about WhoIsXML API, visit them on the web at WhoIsXMLAPI.com. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. To hear our other podcasts and to watch our videos, visit us at cybercrimemagazine.com.